The following audio is a fantasy roleplay scenario between two consenting adults. Viewer discretion is advised. Well, come in. Sit. So, how have you been? So, what have you been up to the last 24 hours, Right. Well, let me tell you what you've been up to for the last 24 hours from my perspective, I text you last night to come over, and I get no response for the entire night. Then, this morning, well, barely morning, almost afternoon, I finally get a response from you. And obviously, I've asked you to come over, hence why you're in front of me. Over 12 hours with no response from you. Do you think that's okay? To essentially ghost me? Yeah, tell me, do you think that's okay? Oh, no, you don't think it's okay? Then why did you do it? Busy? You were busy for 12 hours? So busy that you couldn't bother to send a simple text message? You were hanging out with some people last night? Who? Who were you hanging out with? Some work friends. Work friends. Okay, So you were having so much fun with your work friends. And then what? And then your phone died. So you went out after work with your friends. Your phone died. And then what? And then you came home and crashed. Okay. And didn't think about texting me or anything throughout all of that? So you plugged your phone in, went to sleep, and then as soon as you woke up, you texted me. Wow. How kind. How thoughtful of you to think of me. You're sorry? Right. I'm sure you're so sorry. And you had so much fun with your friends. Didn't bother to tell me where you were, what you were doing, who you were with. And then you let your phone die. Do you know how fucking worried I was about you? You weren't texting me back. But that's gonna change. It is. We're never doing that again, are we? No. Because if you had been with me, your phone wouldn't have died. I would have taken care of you. Unlike these other work friends that you talk so highly of. You're not going to be seeing them anymore. You understand? They're not your friends. They don't give a shit about you, clearly. And most importantly, you are mine. You don't have anyone else you hang out with. You don't have any other friends. Nothing. You're mine. You see me and only me. You're going to need some additional supervision. Isn't that right? So that way, you behave. So that way, you don't get yourself fucking... who knows what could have happened to you last night, And I wouldn't have had any idea who you were with or what you were doing. And I'm not going to lose you, okay? It's just not going to happen. And if you don't understand that, fine. But I do. And it sounds like to me that I need to take some more control. So going forward, if I text you, you are going to respond within an hour. You got that? And you're going to tell me exactly where you are at all times. Whether you're at work, your parents, the store, I don't care. But let's be honest. Most of that time you'll be with me. Because after last night, I'm not letting you out of my sight. Understand? What? What did you just say to me? No. Say it again. No. Say it again. But this time, look into my eyes and say it. Make me? That's all you have to say for yourself after everything? Make me? Is that it? You want me to make you? Because I will make you. I will make you mine. Come here. Come here. Is this what you want, huh? You want me to grab onto you like this and make you? Yeah. You don't look so confident now, do you? Are you gonna listen now? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. You are gonna listen and do what I say because I know what's best. Do you understand? Good. Very good. So here's what's gonna happen next. You're going to fix yourself up a little bit, and I'm gonna find a restaurant for us to go to. And we're gonna have a nice dinner. We're gonna have a nice dinner and come back here, and I'll find us a movie to watch. We're gonna hang out. How does that sound? Does that sound good? Yeah. And you're gonna spend the night. You are. Yes. You are. Good. And we're gonna have fun. We're just gonna be together, okay? Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you understand. Now go on. Get ready. Oh my god. That poor waiter. I think he sang happy birthday like, what, 3 times? Poor guy. I was considering telling him it's your birthday just to see what he would do. No, okay, don't worry. I wouldn't actually do that, okay? Though it is very amusing to embarrass you. Okay, let's sit down because I really want to find a good movie to watch. Okay, let's see. Well, we could watch this one, but it does look a little scary. What about earlier? Yes. I was very serious. Did you not think I was? That's what I thought. Okay, now this movie looks pretty good, but I don't know, I've watched it like 3 times, so I don't... What? Okay, well clearly this is still on your mind, so why don't I just put the remote down and I will give you my full attention. Okay. What's up? Did I not make something clear earlier? Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, so you're wanting to know why I'm giving you rules? Well, like we discussed earlier, it's pretty clear to me that you need some rules. I mean, look at what happened. you went out very late with people you don't know very well. You let your phone die, all without telling me anything. And I mean, we've been friends for a while now. I think I've made it quite clear that you're mine. Mine to hang out with. Mine, period. I mean, sure, I didn't mind having you acquaintances, people you see occasionally, people at work, the usuals at the coffee shop, but actual friends, no. That's where I have to step in. Because I am your only friend. The only one you see. The only one you hang out with, period. And now that you've hung out with other people, well, I thought it was time to put rules into place for you. So that way you can learn and fully understand the situation. And that's fine. I don't mind teaching you your place. And honestly, you don't seem to mind either. You don't seem to mind me telling you what to do. You don't mind following me around. Only seeing me, I mean, I've never heard you complain. And by the look on your face when I tell you what to do, you actually seem to like it. Am I wrong? I mean, please, if I'm wrong, do tell me. But something tells me that's not the case. See, that's what I thought. You like being mine. You like that I give you my full attention. You like when I give you rules. When I control you, tell you what to do, tell you who you can see, etc. Don't you? That's what I thought. You like to follow me. You like to do what I say. You like it when I tell you that you've been good. You like the little rewards I give you, don't you? You like that I'm always here to protect you, that I'm always here for you. That's what I thought. And now that we know our places, I don't see why... What? A girlfriend? Oh, what do you mean? Well, no, I don't want you. No, a girlfriend is out of the question. You can't. Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, why do you want a girlfriend? I'm right here. I'm. Well, no, it's not quite the same, but. Okay, stop it. You're pissing me off. I said no friends, no girlfriend. Nothing. Only me. I said stop. Oh, you want a goddamn girlfriend so bad? Well, come here. There. I'll be your fucking girlfriend then, since apparently you can't live without one. Is that what you want? You want me to be your girlfriend? Is that it? What? You do? Seriously? Well, good. Because you have no other choice. Because you're not seeing anyone else but me. Come here. I want to kiss you again. Fuck, you taste good. Is this what you want? You want to be mine? Hmm? Because I want you to be mine, and I'm not letting you go. Even if you want to, you're not getting away from me. You understand? Good. Now, can we watch the fucking movie? Because I want to watch this one. Okay? Now, it is a little scary. So if you want, you can hold my hand if it makes you feel better. Okay? Okay, now here. You're already holding my hand. I haven't even pressed play yet. You know you're cute, right?